The Guardian.
We've been looking around the courtyard gardens and they're incredible, very high standards. I think the best set of courtyard gardens I've seen for years. Really beautiful finishes and meticulous detail and true passion out of the sort of glare of the mad media rush down the main avenue. It's lovely to go back there and enjoy those quiet gardens.
And are there any sort of signature plants that you've particularly noticed that are being used over and over again?
Well, there seems to be quite a green theme. You know, there's lots of people using different fantastic textured foliage, like Rogersia seems to be used quite a lot. Tom Stuart Smith uses it a lot in his garden. It features quite heavily in other gardens. It's a very architectural plant. But, yeah, I mean, it's interesting how you can learn about using different green textures and forms in different tapestries with epimediums and ferns. Very interesting and very subtle, some very subtle planting.
Any personal favourites so far?
My favourite one's actually the courtyard gardens. I've got a bit of a soft touch for the courtyard gardens, having exhibited here with my own courtyard garden. I have a special affinity with them, and they certainly are incredibly of an incredible high standard.
I'm here to support the Cancer Research Garden. I do a very small amount of fundraising help with Cancer Research, and they've invited me here today. And they have a garden by Andy Sturgeon, which is very evocative. It's got a number of pools of water of different sizes, getting bigger. The water is always trembling, and the water is always advancing. It's always progressing. This symbolises progress with cancer research. The garden has a lot of greens. It's got a few coppery colours, quite devoid of other colours like blues and reds, and very strong on industrial materials. There are stones and there are aluminiums and there are quite hard, straight lines. And I think that's actually a bit of a trend this year. Both of those things are quite formalised gardens, and green is the predominant colour. I haven't seen many people going for the really bright displays of flowers.
And there seems to be a lot of sort of clipped hedges and topiary also.
That's right. I mean, I think formality is the theme. There's an awful lot of straight lines and cubes and rectangles, and I like it. I like that formality, but it does seem really to be the trend, the fashion this year.
Any lessons to take home to your own garden?
Keep paying the gardener.
Very wise. Thank you very much.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.